salvation on Calvary's tree. Oh, I love Him. Because He first loved me, and purchased my salvation on Calvary.
Let's just raise our hands to Him. Just sing it from your heart. Do you love Him tonight? We love You, Lord Jesus. Bow our heads and hum it. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Did not your hearts burn within you tonight as you walked with Him along our journey with Him? I don't care what was wrong with you. If you believe with all your heart, it's finished. It is thus saith the Lord. You don't have to feel it. You don't have to see it. You just got to believe it. Do you believe it tonight, church? Oh, praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hear Him calling out.
Truly, you can never be the same. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said we are in the presence of the resurrected Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, Lord. Thank you for this word, Lord Jesus. Thanking you for the revelation, Lord, that you have given to your bride, Lord. Thank you for letting us walk with you, Lord, on our journey tonight with you as you opened up our eyes, Lord Jesus, revealing to us who you are in this day, Lord. And Father, thus revealing who we are in this day, Lord Jesus. Your royal seed of Abraham, Lord. Lord, thanking you for healing your people, Lord. Not only here, Lord, but those on the hookup around the nation, Lord. Everyone is healed, for it is truly thus saith the Lord. We believe it and we accept it from the depths of our heart, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. Where would we be without this stored up food, Lord? You knew we'd have to have this word in the end time, Lord. Although you took your messenger home, Lord, that voice is still alive today. Uniting your bride, Lord, around the world, Lord. For truly it's the only thing that can unite the bride is your voice, Lord Jesus. You are the only one that can bring us all together. This word is the only thing that can give us that rapturing in faith that we need, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, make our hearts ready, Lord, for your soon coming. You've provided everything for us along the journey, Lord. Father, whatever we have need of, you give it to us. Thank you for healing us, Lord Jesus. We believe it, Lord. Truly, although we might not see it, the devil says, do you feel it? We believe it, Lord Jesus. We believe it with the depths of our heart, Lord. Now, Father, we come and we ask you to come and to be with us, Lord, tonight in the furtherance of this service, Lord. Father, as once again, like you did that day on the road to Emmaus, you came and you broke the bread, Lord. May you break the bread tonight, Lord, as we gather around your table, Lord, and take of the Lord's Supper, Lord. Father, we thank you that we've been communion with you, Lord. All evening long, as the evening and the sun was setting, you came in and you talked to us. And now we're going to gather around your table, Lord, and take of that kosher bread and that wine. And Lord, may our minds go back to that day at Calvary, Lord, where it all started, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. We just ask that you would be with us now. Bless your people, Lord. May their hearts just burn within inside of them, Lord Jesus. May they be so encouraged after tonight, Lord Jesus. May they just be different creatures in you, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with them now. We welcome you to come and to be with us, Lord Jesus. Let us continue to hum it as we are seated. Brothers come forth for the communion. We're going to take and turn the service over to God's prophet and messenger. What a blessed people that we are. That God even provided that we could have that messenger take us to the Lord's Supper. Are you thankful for that tonight? Amen. God bless you. I'll turn the service back over to God's prophet, Brother Branham.
Now, I'm going to read some of the word now found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, 23rd verse. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave thanks, he brake it and said, take and eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. At the same manner he took also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the blood, the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man so examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick and weakly among you, many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one with another. Tarry one for another. Now, may I say this? Jesus gave us this commandment before he went to his death. Knowing that he was going there, the disciples still wondering what he was talking about when they wrote this down. But he said, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do as often as you eat it and drink it, you shew forth my death until I come. Oh, those precious words. The disciples no doubt wondered, what does he mean? Show forth his death. How can we do this? It was all a mystery to them, but not to him. He was God. He knew what he must do. Show forth. So he said, when you come together to eat, now he that eats and drinks unworthily comes up here and professes to be a Christian, taking the body of the Lord, and then goes out and lives with the world and denies Christ and his power and things like that, you do a great dishonor to God. You do dishonor to Christ, so don't you take it. But if you're trying with all that's in you to live right and to show forth that you are a Christian, that you love Jesus Christ, then it's your duty to do it. And now over in, I believe it's St. John, the 6th chapter, Jesus said, he whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Not out of promise. Isn't that a glorious thing? I will raise him up. Did you ever think what you're here for? What are you going to school for, children? What are you working for, Dad? What makes you get up mother morning, get the kiddies to school, wash your face and make up the beds and cook and do it all, come in, wore out that night, and next day start the same thing? What do you do it for? What are you laboring, slave, Dad, and everything, coming at night and weary, and one of the kids gets sick and you walk the floor and cry and pray and struggle and they get well and then back and do it again, and every Sunday wash your faces and get them down to church? And well, what's it all about? What you here for? Is that all there is to it? My, that'd be miserable. And knowing you got to go anyhow, see, what's it all about? Oh, brother, it's an examination time. It's an opportunity time. Hallelujah. It's the opportunity to accept this. Nice. Tell me something to take its place. Tell me something better than that. Produce anything in the world. Be the king of the earth. Rule the universe. Be a Khrushchev or a Kennedy or whatever you wish to be. You'll die just the same. Yeah. Right? You don't know what time it'll come. Any minute. But here, when death does strike, you got eternal life and can't die. Yeah. With a guarantee by the God of all creation, who's possessor of heavens and earth, I'll raise him up again at the last day.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Help thou my unbelief, O God. Fill my soul, O God, cleanse me, fill me, charge me, send me out. Let me not die, let me live to tell the story. Let me go to every crack and corner of the earth and preach the word and sow the seed.
Amen.
Yes, sir, that there may be a harvest in the last day of the true, unadulterated word with believers in Christ.
Praise God.
Is your sins under the blood by faith tonight in Christ Jesus, we shall now take the communion. Not the communion. You commune as you eat with one another. Just commune with God. The communion is not the bread, not the wine. The communion is talking back and forth with God. This is a symbol that we take, that we believe in his death, broken body, his burial, and resurrection. We believe in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and we believe that he has given us eternal life, and we cannot die. We have passed from death unto life, and someday when we separate from one another here, we'll rise again in the resurrection with each other, joined together with Christ Jesus as a body. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Upon these bases and the confession of my sins and my faith in the Son of God, I take myself and the church before these articles that God left for us to do to show forth his death until he comes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Heavenly Father, after we have confessed our sins, hearing your word, after we have confessed that we are unworthy, and we're trusting only in the merits of the Son of God, we're unworthy creatures. Forgive us, Lord, of all that we have did. And now by faith we come to the table of the Lord.
Thank you.
And now as this bread is presented to represent the body of our Lord, I pray, Father, that you'll sanctify it to its intended purpose. And may every person that partakes of this have eternal life in their soul. And may that every person takes it have healing in their body and live the appointed time that you've given them. And may they serve you all the days of their life and be raised up in the last day in the resurrection to be gathered together with the tribes of the earth that are redeemed by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Grant it, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. The Bible says, "Also he took the cup, and when he'd supped, saying, This is the cup of the New Testament. As often as you drink this, you show forth the Lord's death till he comes." Heavenly Father, we hold to you the fruit of the vine tonight, this wine. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll sanctify this wine. It represents the blood that was shed for us at Calvary. Through this blood, we have remission of our sins by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Forgive us of all of our unbelief, Lord. And give us faith and understanding. And make us your servants, Lord, that we can serve you all our days. Be with us, Father, as we join together around this table. And bless us in this fine fellowship and communion with you. And may you speak to our hearts and point to us our work that we should do. Grant it, Lord. Sanctify this wine for its intended purpose. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Supper being ended, the devil now hath put in the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God, and he went to God. He rises from the supper, and laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he unto Simon Peter. Peter said unto him, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter." Peter said unto him, "Lord, thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said unto him, "He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywith. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, Ye are not all clean." So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and had sat down again, he said unto them, "Know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you." And thus it
becomes us to fulfill all righteousness.
May we just bow our heads. What a wonderful time for the bride of Christ. I'd like to ask Brother Billy Paul if he'd come forward and dismiss us for foot washing service.
Heavenly Father, Lord, as the music is playing softly and our hearts are mellow before you with gratitude and with such love, Lord. What a mighty God you are. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we can speak to you once more this evening. Lord, you never fail. Truly, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, we're so happy to be identified with you and your word. Thank you, Lord, for sending your prophet. Lord, not only did you send him, but you came in him, Lord. And we know, Lord, that truly, Lord, we have seen the sign. And we know, Lord, that the coming is so near. Bless these people, Lord. They love you. And Lord, as you wrote in your word in Revelation chapter 3, you said unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, I write these things. And Lord, he spoke it just as you spoke it to him, Lord. And Lord, we are recipients of that word tonight. And Lord, we've gathered here once more. We've been called together, Lord, to come into your house and to worship you. And we've taken this communion, Lord, and going to do the foot washing. Lord, we're not worthy, but we do this in remembrance of you, Lord. And Lord, as you spoke to your prophet and said, if the people get them to believe you, that nothing would stand before your prayer, not even cancer, Lord. And we're witnesses of that tonight, Lord. Father God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, Lord, bless these people now as we go and partake of this foot washing. And Lord, when we're washing the feet, we're washing your feet. And our brother washes, our sister's washes feet. Lord, it's you that we're washing, Lord, and you're washing back. Thank you for it, Lord. Bless us now and be with us. And Lord, if there's anything in our life that's not pleasing to you, we ask you that you would take it from us, Lord. And Lord, as I spoke a moment ago, it's not our worthiness, but it's your worthiness, Lord. But we are that seed that you come to represent, Lord. Prepare us now, Lord. And thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And we love you, Lord. We thank you for our group of people and their love for you, Lord. They travel many miles. They've come many long ways, many years. But, Lord, we're just about ready to take our final journey. And we just ask now, Lord, take anything out that's not pleasing to you. And we'll love you, praise you, and adore you. For you are worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
God bless you. May the Lord be with you throughout the week. May the Lord be with the many visitors that are here and that have to travel back home. I see our brother David Singer. Certainly love him. Thank him so much for being here with us. Real soldier of the cross. A lot of Tate people out here tonight. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you and be with you. The ushers will dismiss you a row at a time. God bless you.